All right, Seth Hamaker, bummer about the first moto. Second moto, again, dice of death with your teammates again, but not a bad day considering your speed-wise.
Yep. Yeah, it was a decent day. Qualifying was awesome. Got another fast qualifier. Yeah. And then
poor Drew. He was sitting up there with his helmet off.
We were joking about that, man. I pulled around the corner. I was like, oh, no way. It's him up there. Because, dude, we go back and forth at the practice track. We do, like, qualifying simulations. Oh, yeah. And, like, we go back and forth there, and it was kind of cool. Obviously, you know, he would have liked to get that. But and then first moto, had a good start, red flag restart, and then they ripped the start. It was a mess because from the mechanics walking on the inside to go to the mechanics area,
I heard that.
They wanted to do just that strip. And then obviously everybody on the inside was like, no, they got to rip the whole thing. And I'm like, I agree with that, but I didn't want it.
They
did the whole thing, and then I'm like, oh, shoot.
Way to half rip where the mechanics were? I don't get that part.
I don't get it either. Yeah, and it was like, it was tough. I feel like they should have just left it, but like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
And then first moto, I actually rode really good until, me and Levi were coming through pretty good. Then chain came off three to four laps to go. So that was a bummer. And then had a way outside gate pick for moto two. Ripped a really good start with that one. Kind of got up on the grass a little bit. And then was fourth, red flag restart. And then thankfully it was staggered that one. I was praying we got enough laps to get staggered start. And then Levi and Garrett got me super quick. And I don't know, after you do a three-lap sprint and then you got to sit, I need to work on being able to go right back into my race.
I was going to ask you about that. Is that weird? Yeah.
It's really weird. Yeah. And I feel like it's a weakness of mine.
Okay.
And I need to not that we have many of them.
Yep.
Well, today with two. But I just need to, even the first one, it took me a few laps to get after the start.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's harder when there's not a gate drop,
right.
To me, when you just go, you know? So something maybe to work on during the week is do a couple laps and then be able to go out there and replicate the intensity right off the bat.
Somebody at Washougal, a good guy, they got yarded after that restart. And I just was I think that I can't remember who it was. Maybe a star guy, maybe Thrasher, but they were not ready to go.
It's crazy, you know, and it's tough. But everybody's got to deal with the same thing, and something that I know I need to work on.
Coming down the hills on the video, watching the TV, I'm like, oh, my God, the ruts coming down the hill and how rough it was, holy shit.
It was by far the roughest buds I've ever raced, the downhill before the big gulp.
Yes.
Dude, that one was gnarly. Ruts going everywhere and just bumps on bumps coming down there. It was a tough track today, and normally they prep more than they do. I think it's kind of cool that they left it, even though some sections get a little bit squirrely, but that's part of motocross. So, it was pretty good.
Okay, so last week I didn't go to Unadilla. You had a podium kind of in your spot, drifted back, and then I kind of asked some people around, and they said you're still kind of dealing with stuff a little bit. Is that correct?
Yeah, still dealing with some stuff, but
physical stuff or sickness stuff? Or?
A little bit of sickness stuff. It's an autoimmune disease. It's ulcerative colitis. So.
Okay. Yeah.
Haven't really said what it is exactly, but it's tough because that people who know about it, it's nutrients that I don't absorb.
Your diet's super gnarly, right?
It's gnarly, and figuring out what works good. And my second motos haven't been great this season, and that's figuring out what nutrients work well with me to get my energy levels the best they can be for second motos. And outdoors in general, my body struggles with the heat. The UC makes that tougher anyways as well. So I'm riding good, and I know I can. I just want to be a great motocross and supercross rider.
Yep.
Obviously, supercross is a little bit more natural, shorter motos. I was still dealing with the same stuff in supercross as well.
Yeah.
So it just doesn't show as much. So
are you experiment with proteins or grams or whatever of different things? Is that what you're trying to figure out?
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of carbs aren't good for it. It makes it worse. And obviously carbs is a burning source.
Yeah.
So I have to figure out ways to implement other carbs to make my energy feel sustained throughout the day. So we'll figure it out. And the main thing was is get through the last couple of nationals healthy and then get it the best that I can going into SMX and try to win that thing. Cause I know I can.
So how do you, I don't know, have you done any SMX practicing? Have you done any of that? How do you guys do that? Did you build a track or how is that? What's that like?
Yeah, it's been really good. Down at 80, or Dog Pound, they combined both the supercross tracks, left two rhythms on each track, and then the rest is really fast. Get the speed up rollers
and
some doubles, wall jumps. Yep. So it's actually really good.
Yeah, okay, so you can actually kind of build an SMX track.
Yeah, it's awesome. Right. Yeah, I think we'll be prepared, and we tested after Washougal during that break, and I feel like we're in a good spot.
No Mitch today.
Yeah, no Mitch. I know.
Did you know about this?
I didn't. I showed up this morning. I was like, man, he's not here. But when we went 1, 2, 3 and qualifying, he was in the group chat texting us. He was like, all right, let's get the whole shots. Anybody who whole shots, $1,000. But bummer, we didn't get that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, Dan picked you for FFL from Starts on the Farm. He said it's been money. So you let him down. But
damn it. Sorry, Dan.
All right. Thanks, Seth.
Thank you.
Cool. Thank you, man.